Beginning in 2003, the Dodge County Jail has housed an average of 1,000 immigrant detainees a year. Most are deported to Mexico. Sheriff Todd Nail says that's helped the county pay for a new jail it built in 2001.
We saw an opportunity to partnership with the federal government, knowing that they had thousands of federal inmates that needed to be housed, that they had no facilities for them. And we seized that opportunity and also created about 50 good wage earner jobs. We've generated about $45 million in federal revenues.
Nail says Dodge County ranks 14th among the 1,500 facilities where deportees are being held because, he says, it's providing good medical service, translation assistance, and access to attorneys. But Jill Van Ami of Voces de la Frontera says she's heard otherwise from immigrant detainees. She says her biggest concern is that although Homeland Security says most of the immigrants being deported are guilty of serious crimes, her group has found that's not the case.
The fact of the matter is, you know, out of the, say 150 cases seen in the past year, we've stumbled across, 5 to 10 dangerous criminals, and the rest, 120 or so are being deported for things like traffic violations or driving without a license or perhaps even being deported for crimes they didn't even commit.
Van Ami says when these low-level offenders are deported, it often forces families that include legal residents to pull up stakes and head back to Mexico as well. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.